proclamation number 4116 dated the September 5th, 1947. The destruction of the old earth. Experience in the flesh. Warning. I told you that you will witness the destruction of the old earth while still in the flesh, and I say it again so that you will believe it. Your faith is weak, and inwardly you refuse to accept the fact that you live in the last days. But my spirit repeatedly tells you that the time of the end is close at hand. Why don't you want to believe this? Since, on the other hand, you cannot deny the truth of my revelations? And why do you hope for and expect progress, an improvement of earthly conditions? Why does the thought of an end in combination with a total destruction of the old earth seem unbelievable and unacceptable to you? Because you would gladly continue to live, because you are not yet prepared and do not sufficiently contemplate my word, which very clearly explains to you the necessity of a total transformation of the old earth and will guide you into profound faith if you, with your will towards me, absorb and accept every word as coming from heaven and live accordingly. Even you, who should spread my word, allow yourselves to be troubled by doubt, and therefore do not represent my word convincingly enough. You allow yourselves to be undermined by objections to the contrary. Your faith is not strong enough, in spite of your goodwill to serve me. The reality of life affects you, and you find it impossible to reconcile it with the human being's spiritual destiny. Consequently, you don't support my revelations about the forthcoming time diligently enough. You do not take my words seriously enough yourselves, hence I always have to give you the same urgent warning of the approaching end again. You will experience it while you are still in the flesh. Does that not tell you enough? Do you know what age you will reach? Could it be that you will only live a short time? Only I know which day will be the last, and I will keep it a secret. But I will tell you that it is not far away and that you will serve me until the end. Consequently, you will have to experience the day and should believe it. You will be good laborers for me because a convinced faith also lets you speak convincingly. I need servants like you on earth who will strongly urge and vividly describe to people the need for my working on earth and the spiritual hardship humanity will experience if it does not receive help. You receive my word and are therefore already advanced in knowledge, and yet you do not want to believe, although you will not reject or oppose it. For this reason I speak to you all the more insistently, because profound faith is necessary if your words are to make an impact on your fellow human beings. When you yourselves are convinced that what you hear through the voice of the Spirit is the absolute truth, then you are true representatives of my word on earth, and then you lend me your mouth so that I can speak through it myself. Your task during the approaching time is to be my mouthpiece, because I cannot reveal myself to people in any other way, but it is absolutely necessary that they should hear me myself, although they are not always able to recognize my voice. The extreme difficulties of the last days will come upon people with such severity that they would have to despair without my help, without my word. But if I speak to them myself, they will be strong and able to resist even the greatest adversity, because my words will have given them strength. Hence you should render your services, because people have to be influenced without force, and because I myself will always be present when you, as mediators, engage people in spiritual conversations and thus establish the connection between me and the people who are to be instructed, who urgently need my word if they want to endure until the end. And the end is coming soon. I call to you time and time again. You should believe my words and with complete trust approach the future, which will unfold as I told you in advance in word and scripture. Amen.